Okay. Any question? What are we talking about? Unification. What does that mean? What does it mean, unification? Does it mean we have to do something and prepare something to come together? I don't think so. It's there. We are unified. We are one. But we don't know it. Each of us has one little simple mistake, which was me. All the living creatures, they live my life. It's not yours. It's not about you even. All of us are together. The gravity of the earth, if we'll go away, we don't live. But we ignore it as it is. It's always there. Yes, it's always there. It's always with us. There is this we, but we started with a little mistake, which was not a mistake, which was the only way to do it, that all the living creatures, they think that, yes, there is a me. And in a way, there is a me. That me is the part of me being we. We are all together, we are all in it, and this is what we should understand. We don't. Why? Because of the first step of the mind. First step of the mind is me. But that's not the final stage. The other one is we. Who is this we? There is this fellow we, right? Who is it? No. Everyone. That's what it is. I should understand that I have the second life. The first life, I got it from my daddy. And daddy to daddy to daddy, to go to dinosaurs, go to all of them. There's one life, and only one, right? Do you know any second one? The first amoeba arrived on the earth. Then what? Is there any second one? No. That first one is expanding and expanding and changing, but always from another life. So there's only one life on this earth, which is joining us all together, right? And all the animals, they have only that one life. They come here, they live, they do some stuff, and they die. Period. That was the first life which I shared with the animals. But guess what? I have a second life which has nothing to do with the first one. My genetics are nonsense. Over there is culture, something that I live with, I live in, and it's living by me and all of us, that life stuff. Let's go make it easier. Where is the cyberspace? Cyberspace is here. For who? For we. It's in space, which without the humanity has no meaning. This is it. This is how we actually passed over and found the second wave of life. This is the knowledge we have. And knowledge doesn't belong to anyone. Do you remember beginning book two? He said, listen, if you go and find every single truth, so what? And you will learn the hell with you. And it's useless. If you go and bring one leaf only back to we, now we have one more leaf. We are growing. That's what it is. Because culture is something we are building practically. This is what it is now, isn't it? How? Down there, there are two different ideas. One is the animal one, which wants everything for me. The other one is the one that understands that if it is not for we, it's for no one. It should be for we. We are all together in it, and I should care about it as much as everybody is doing. Not caring only about me. Understanding the we, I understand the humanity. Humanity is something I have. Thanks God you don't remember. When I came to this universe, my mom was alive. Okay? The culture I have has nothing to do with the genetic of that lady. Yeah. Because genetically, yes, your parents will give you something, and I don't want to go to that branch, it's a little bit too delicate. About all this, but the genetics is something, culture is something else. Culture was not here. We were here, the animals were here. You know about my education. What is my education? The main one started with city planning. And guess what? It was a very interesting subject to understand what city planning is. Because what is city planning? Everybody thinks that city planning is something that we do, which is not correct. City planning is something that happened. We didn't know what's happening. The only thing we knew was that, okay, the road will cross the river and that there is a stop over there. You arrive, okay, you should find some way to cross the river, and you have the water and all the possibilities, and you could have a rest over there. This is what we were thinking about. Nobody knew that, no, we are creating something which didn't exist, and it will change everything. I will call it a speciality. What is a speciality? What was the role of your grandfathers? To teach whatever you know to your child, right? So the child will learn a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of that, and you're living. This is the animal. No. Beside that river, suddenly a man stopped, looked around. Everybody is crossing the river. Everybody needs some maintenance. Mainly the horseshoe is what they needed, right? Who will make the horseshoe? The guy over there. He is the first one. And the best one is a teacher. Before that, everybody will learn from parents. Suddenly over there, there is this school. There is this fellow who is teacher. It's a job, it's a specialty. These specialties are our culture. And it happened. We didn't even create it. We appreciated it. We realized that, yes, this is civilization. That's where the word comes from. The city by itself, right? That's what we are. Here, we are talking about this unification, this coming together. What is the problem? The problem is that two personalities here, they are opposite each other. Namely, Moses and Pharaoh. Who is Moses? My spirit. Who is my Pharaoh? My ego, my personality. All these stories are to explain this. And in this book, you hear a lot about this. Pharaoh and Moses. Why? Because that's what the problem of unification. Moses doesn't want to let go. Pharaoh, oh my God. Pharaoh doesn't want to give up anything. And guess what? There is nothing. For him, there is nothing. He should change and understand that no, there is that other part of me. I'm both of them. So they argue to each other. Remember, all these arguments are the different ways of talking about this philosophy. Where are we? Last time we arrived at the point that for the moment the Moses will be aside, let's bring another prophet, Solomon. Remember? And he said, look at the Solomon. What do you think about the Solomon? When I said Solomon, you imagine a prophet, and he's a perfect prophet, no mistake at all, very careful, finding a lady who could walk in this path, asking the lady to move and all that. Remember, that's Solomon. And guess what? One day, Solomon was sitting and his heart was distorted. He brought it back. Again, itself went back. Again and again and again, 8 times. So he said, hey you, what are you doing? Is it me? What are you doing? You turned it around and said, no, I didn't, you did. You turned around, so everything turned around. Correct yourself, everything will be corrected. So Solomon turned it around, now he cleaned up inside, because that's where the problem was, right? Then it was okay. By somehow joking, he will turn it around, it will come back, no, this is it. This was an example to explain what. Again and again you are hearing it. And Rumi doesn't get tired because he knows that it doesn't work that simple. That you listen. You are not listening. So, we say it again. Whatever the problem is your problem. This ego fellow, this fellow is sitting down and blaming others. Always. Always there is someone else's fault, and I'm innocent, and I'm the victim, and blah, blah, blah. These are blah, blah, blah. These are blah, blah, blah. These are blah, blah, blah. These are